I'm John Batchelor. This is the John Batchelor Show. Gordon Chang's with me. We're checking in on the headlines coming out of Fukushima. And they're mixed. Gordon, hello again. We're updating where we are. There's another aftershock that just hit Fukushima Prefecture. Not very big. They're used to it now. 5.8. That's nothing. They tossed that off. However, the Reuters headline that looks most significant to me is that the United States is chartering aircraft to go into Tokyo to help Americans exit Japan. Why I read that very carefully is because we're Uncle Sugar. We are the people who conquered Japan and helped Japan rebuild. And I do not believe it looks significant. I mean, it looks insignificant that we're bugging out. You take my point, Gordon?
This is really important because in the first couple days after the Friday earthquake, Tokyo expressed gratitude privately to Washington for really expressions of confidence that the Obama administration made, which was basically we did not contradict what Prime Minister Khan was saying. And I don't think that they were very happy in Tokyo about China evacuating its citizens. When the United States evacuates its citizens, what we are saying is basically is we do not trust what the Japanese government is saying. And that's why I think that there is some problems now between the Japanese and the American governments.
Gordon, here's the disconnect that I have. We're not getting good information. All right, here's the mixed picture. Pressure at Japan Unit Number 3. Let's do detail here because we did, you know, we watched this happen, the four water drops earlier from a helicopter that was supposed to be in a zone 24 hours ago that was too hot, and then suddenly it's okay today, even though there'd been an extra day of heating up. Pressure at Japan Reactor Number 4 is unclear, but Number 4, where the spent fuel rods are, is supporting... reported as still having water in the spent fuel rod containment vessel. That's a good thing because there had been presumption before that the water was missing. But we're getting this now at reactor number 3, where there were three water drops, 3 hours ago while we were on air,
right,
that the pressure is rising again. That's consistent with that buildup of hydrogen, which is the byproduct of when the when the fuel rods hit air. It builds up hydrogen. That leads to the explosion that we've had in 1 and 3, possibly in 4. So this is a mixed picture. And I go back to the lack of clarity. And I connect that to the State Department sending in aircraft, chartered aircraft, to take Americans out. Not their people, but Americans. They're not saying State Department personnel, though we can presume that'll be true. State Department personnel are not at Fukushima Prefecture, correct, Gordon? This is a rural
part
of the country. State Department personnel are in Tokyo and Yokohama, the significant population centers. So if we're leaving and we're getting this mixed picture from the reactors, that tells me that nobody's got all of it.
Well, it tells me that the situation is now beyond control and that there is basically pessimism in Washington about the ability of Tokyo Electric to keep the situation from just going completely meltdown. And the problem here is that reactor number 3 is one where there was a breach of the containment vessel. We noticed that through all of the horrible events of Saturday, Sunday, Monday, people were saying, oh, everything's okay because the container around the reactor had maintained integrity. But now two of those reactor container vessels have been breached, and unit number 3 is one of them. And that means they've been putting a lot of water there because they are really, really concerned.
Gordon, we're joined now by Sarah Eisen of Bloomberg, who is in Osaka, I believe. Sarah, a very good morning to you. Good afternoon to you in Osaka. Yeah. Is that correct? Are you in Osaka?
We are in Osaka, John. It's good to talk to you. We moved south from Tokyo after being there for several days with a growing number of Tokyo residents and employees from foreign companies who were instructed to get out of the capital city. And just to give you some perspective, Osaka, third biggest city in Japan, it's about 370 miles south of the Fukushima plant. Tokyo is about 140 miles south of the Fukushima plant. So it certainly has become a safe haven kind of city for a lot of the folks who are trying to get out of the capital. Having said that, not everybody is rushing out of the capital. There's an amazing sense of calm. When I left Tokyo yesterday, here in Osaka, it's pretty much business as usual. Just an interesting balance between fear and normalcy.
Sarah, what I understand, it's a massive infrastructure, 80 million people or more, everybody moving around. This is a highly sophisticated culture. And so I have not wanted to emphasize panic. I've wanted to talk about solutions. And
Right. What
we're struggling with is the information from the site. Gordon and I spoke with Steve Herman, who is at Fukushima Prefecture within 45 miles of the site. We did not get a clear picture from Steve. He doesn't have a clear picture. We're getting Reuters and Bloomberg and other sources reporting in a way that you cannot come to a fair conclusion that we're moving towards a solution. What are you getting in Osaka? What are you getting?
I would agree with that. The information is increasingly becoming a problem. The Japanese government holds regular press conferences as appearing to be on top of the situation. But one of the issues that we're hearing is that their information is coming from Tokyo Electric Power, which is in charge of the nuclear plant, and that information has not been the full picture. Unfortunately, we're getting most of the more alarming and also more clear updates on the situation within Fukushima from the foreign media, from the U.S., for instance, rattling the markets yesterday, saying that there was no water in the number four reactor. Today, the Japanese government came out and said that is a possibility. That's the most they would say. They said that the agency has detected no smoke or steam rising from the reactor, so that may be a possibility that there's no water at reactor number four. Yes, there's a lot of mixed messages here. I'd say that's the bottom line. The headlines are unnerving, though. More we hear every day we wake up, and around 10 a.m. there is a government press conference, a press conference with PEPCO, and it's usually negative. It's usually an escalation. But you're right, it's also not the full picture. There's a lot of different headlines to follow. And, you know, yesterday we woke up to the fact that there was white cloud over the reactor site, unclear whether it was smoke, whether it was steam, which reactor it was coming from. Just an example of the confusion behind this whole situation.
Sarah Eisen is at Bloomberg, Bloomberg TV. She's in Osaka, more than 300 miles from Fukushima Prefecture. Gordon Chang of The Daily is several thousand, tens of thousands of miles from the strike zone. But right now, we do not get clarity, and that's a problem. I'm John Batchelor.